Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second, the first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting third, the right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting fourth, the DH, Miguel Sano. Batting fifth, the catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jorge Polanco. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Danny Santana. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kyle Gibson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Carlos Santana. Batting second, the second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting ninth, the catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kepler takes first base on ball four. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sano hits a fly ball into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santana hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field. Santana settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lindor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santana moves to second. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Polanco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Rosario. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Rosario steals second. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polanco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Naquin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Almonte. Santana reaches second base with a double. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maurer is 0 for 1 in the game. Maurer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Maurer reaches second base with a double. Max Kepler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kepler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sano is 0 for 1 in the game. Sano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte strikes out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Polanco reaches second base with a double. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Polanco moves to third. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Polanco scores. Santana moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Almonte. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Santana scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler is walked intentionally. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sano is 0-for-2 in the game. Sano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Naquin. Sano reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. Kepler goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Twins. Dan Otero now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kipnis moves to second. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Napoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Napoli hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Polanco reaches second base with a double. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Polanco moves to third. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Santana hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Naquin is 0-for-1 in the game. Naquin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Almonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Almonte hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Almonte reaches second base with a double. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almonte moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lindor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lindor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kipnis scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Napoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Napoli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Chisenhall reaches second base with a double. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 Twins. Michael Tonkin now pitching. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. Naquin takes first base on ball four. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Almonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kyle Crockett now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards first. Mauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana takes first base on ball four. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Santana moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lindor is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santana moves to third. Two outs. Ryan Pressly now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Napoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Napoli hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Suzuki is 0-for-3 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-3 in the game. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Suzuki moves to second. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kipnis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chisenhall strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chisenhall out. Two outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Naquin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Abraham Almonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Almonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dozier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santana moves to third. Cody Allen now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Taylor Rogers now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Dozier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kipnis hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Austin Adams now pitching. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kepler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepler takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sano strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Kepler. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Kepler steals second. Kurt Suzuki, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Escobar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Twins. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Kinsler now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Napoli strikes out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinsler covering, for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinsler fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.